This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I want to know if I didn't get to it, because I've just been, not hysterical, but just saddened that they're doing it again. They're openly calling for all this censorship. What Robert David Steele points out is absolutely perfect. We need to just have a drop down when you're already buying something at InfoWarsStore.com to add $1, $10, $20 for free speech defense. But I've just found folks respond better. We just say, hey, get the product, support us. But yeah, solid up, you know, donations are great. If I fly to D.C., meet with lawyers, mess with all this, just the time and the stories I can't cover and the things I do, I tend to not worry about us because it's a war. I'm affecting the big battle with you. But it's true. If we don't protect ourselves, no one's protected. So, Robert David Steele, I was cutting you off during the break. I want to point something out. You're a highly decorated Marine, former CIA case officer on the go. Yeah, you are. The point is that and no patriot ever says they were decorated. But the point is we have another patriot, coming on the show who's exposing all this information, who's a documentary filmmaker and a lawyer, Mike Cernovich. And it's liberals, conservatives, it's everybody coming together, speaking out. The answer to this censorship is for all of us to get more vocal. What else do we do?
You know, I have obviously thought about this a lot, Alex, and I hate to keep harping on this, but I used to be about intelligence reform. And then I realized when Steyer said that he spent $75 million bribing congressmen and couldn't get any action on climate reform, that's when I realized that electoral reform is root. Unless we, the people, and I mean all of us, left, right, center, and the 47% that did not vote, that 47% is Donald Trump's ace in the hole. He can mobilize that 47% with what he does so well. If he goes on the road with Cynthia McKinney and Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, and myself and a few others. So, Alex, this is about taking the country back at the grassroots level, but you have to give them something to want. And that's the Elector Reform Act. So I think Steve Bannon needs to come out and meet you and me outside the White House. The White House is bugged. There is no privacy in the White House. Bannon needs to come out and meet some patriots and have a game plan. And I've written it out on my memo for Trump.
No, I understand that. Everybody wants to get the message out to the president. And I understand, but it's really our audience that ends up going to the rallies, talking to the president. It's why it's good for him to get out, see the crowds, talk to them, interface with them, because, again, Trump, none of us are perfect, but Trump really does want to empower the people. The best website for folks to visit, I guess, with yours is robertdavidsteele.com or phibetaiota.net. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, Alex, you're a hero. I really support you. And I please, for goodness sakes, make this a $100 million lawsuit. You owe this to the country.
No, we have to. And thank you. God bless. Because if we don't, they just can go put anybody on a list and say you're a bad person and then just ban you. I mean, they're already not letting gun shops have bank accounts with major banks. This is how they put us in these little reservations. This is how they bully us and control us. This is the true fascism. This is the true oppression. And then they've got Nadler on TV saying pass laws or resolutions to ban Trump's speech. Because it's fascist to criticize the media. And then Trump comes out and quotes Thomas Jefferson saying you can't believe a word that's in the newspaper. And the media says, oh, he's lying. The full quote said more. He goes, yeah, a free press, paraphrasing. Let's pull it up. The full quote, Thomas Jefferson, you can't believe a word you read in the newspaper. The full quote to paraphrase was, let me see how good my memory is. A free press is key and critical to any open and good society. But the incredible deception and prostitute behavior of the press makes it the biggest enemy of the press and our country. So you can't believe a word that's in it. So it's worse than that. Trump could have said, Thomas Jefferson called the media whores that discredit themselves and the country at the same time. There it is. It is melancholy truth that a suppression of the press could not more completely deprive the nation of its benefits than is done by its abandoned prostitution to falsehood. Nothing can now be believed which is seen in a newspaper. truth itself becomes suspicious by being put into that polluted vehicle. So see, it's worse than what Trump said. Thomas Jefferson went further, calling them whores.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, in the last 4 years, Matt Drudge, who runs the biggest news site in the world, has only given one interview. And that was Infowars.com. It was in October of 2015 he came here, unannounced, basically in a disguise, because they follow him around everywhere, to say that he had met with a Supreme Court justice, he told me by name, who told him the whole plan with regulations and internet shutdown and control of free speech and going after sponsors to actually codify into law a system to, quote, ban alternative views as fake news. And notice it all started happening. But then Donald Trump got in the middle of it. Now, I've followed Mike Cernovich's work for about a year or so. Paul Watson's obviously a huge fan. And he's a lawyer, feature-length film on free speech, silenced, producer. He is, again, a documentary filmmaker. He's written three books, produced a documentary on media hoaxes, and is producing a second documentary on free speech culture in the West. His books have over 1,000 reviews on Amazon and Audible. His podcast is 5 stars. But the reason I want to get him on is we need more people like this guy to be mega prominent. He's prominent. We need to be mega prominent. Because if you knew the behind-the-scenes stuff, they're not just censoring us and shutting stuff down. I mean, let me tell you. It's a war zone. Okay, a war zone. This country is in a civil war. They're openly calling to kill Trump all over the news, trying to organize his assassination. Normally I get these calls and I can't go on air with them because people talk about it and then they get cold feet. But I had the former vice chairman of the Homeland Security Committee and the Armed Services Committee this morning in a phone call from New York, let's just say meeting with some people, with our investigative journalist, Dr. Corsi, and they decided to just go ahead and release in the next 48 hours Hillary and the communist Chinese and the Russian connection. And I was, you know, just saying, hey, you know, we'll see. We're getting intel from Kurt Weldon. He went ahead and just came on the show earlier in the first hour, and he talked about how his family was threatened 10 years ago, and so he kind of backed off of it, but now he's done, and that he's going to release it because there's no connections to Trump and the Russians. Hillary's on the payroll. And I want to be clear, we're not saying we're enemies with the Russians. We need a reset, a real one. If the Clintons could be sold out to the communist Chinese, who are 90% of it, or the Russians, that's what they're supposed to do. You know, if our intelligence agencies can go over there and get the Russians to sell us, you know, their oil for less or whatever, we should. That's what your country's for you and its interests, not, you know, not for the globalists. But that's where we've gotten as a society and as a culture, that Admiral, that's a Google front company, basically, from my research, so they don't get the liability, just says, oh, you've been with us 2.5 years, and your revenue went $1 million, $2 million, $3.3 million. We're just banning you because you're fake news and you aren't real. And they're not showing us what's fake, not showing us what we did. They approve our ads. Our ads aren't even political. And we're Paul Watts has got an article coming out. We've got screenshots of where they told me all this. I'm going to get back to it in a minute. I didn't, when I set up a free speech expert, Mike Cernovich, you know, a week ago trying to get him on, it wasn't because we knew this was going to happen today. The letter's labeled today. And Reddit censors pro-Trump content in new crackdown. And then they're on the news saying, you know, the New York Times is saying, you need to do more, Facebook, to ban the right wing. Folks, when they can organize as a group and say, you're discredited, you're not real, and then ban your access to the public, that is so authoritarian. That's right out of Nazi Germany, right out of the Soviet Union. So it's here. So I'm doing a 13-hour live transmission at 11 a.m. tomorrow, kicking off. Paul's going to be on the show as well. Doing a Reddit Ask Me Anything, because the censorship's here. I was already going to go on Reddit about Reddit censorship. That's why I was going to do it. And now it's here. So they're testing, they're pushing. And as libertarians, as free market patriots, we don't tend to bitch. We don't tend to complain when somebody blocks us or discriminates against us. We move around them. But here's the deal. They're doing this to us to set the precedent for everybody. So Mike Cernovich, I appreciate you joining us. And it's great to see your work and all the things you do on Twitter and you know, the articles you're putting out and the rest of it. DangerAtPlay.com. I want to get into Milo as well, because, again, they knew the stuff about Milo. Why'd they wait? Why'd they invite him? To get rid of him, to create a chilling effect, to create a domino effect of shutting down free speech. He's a sex abuse victim. Why don't they go up to the folks that actually did it? But see, this is all about intimidating the superstars of the nationalist awakening globally. They're sharpening their knives. They're testing. That's my view. What does Mike Cernovich say?
Yeah, this is a deep state operation that I was warned about a couple of months ago. They told me that intelligence agencies are actually now leaking our information through people via Twitter. So all these doxings happening online, these are deep state operations by the intelligence communities. It's a full-scale character assassination on anybody who is bringing young voters to Trump or even waking young voters up. One thing that fell under the radar of a lot of people because he isn't political, but that YouTube star Felix, who his username is PewDiePie or something.
Oh, yeah, number one guy on YouTube, not even political. They wanted to beta test destroying him. It's all a beta test.
Yep. Yeah, so they went after him. He was prime target because he's too influential. You got to realize, Alex, well, you realize this, of course, the next election is going to be about YouTube endorsements rather than caring about whether some idiot politician or some conservative endorses you. You're going to want YouTube people endorsing you. You're going to want the social media stars and celebrities endorsing you. So right now it's a full-scale assassination on all of us. And you were always a target. I've been told I was a target. Paul Joseph Watson is a target. And they've told me, and this is the highest levels of government, sources at the highest levels have told me, you better watch out, man. You better be careful. You better never be in the same room with someone where somebody could say that you did
absolutely
something.
Absolutely. In fact, I mean, take the PewDiePie thing. Number one, 54 million subscribers. His mistake in the last month was, notice, we tracked this. He began to review Paul Watson videos and other videos, and he was making him even more popular. They saw him as a vector point to spread the awakening to the youth, so they blew him away.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. It was a total deep state operation. And you saw this, too. They went after Milo. As you know, the Reagan Battalion was an unknown, obscure social media account. They couldn't get one retweet.
It's a neocon fake conservative brigade. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So why is Jake Tapper, how does Jake Tapper know about some Twitter account called the Reagan Brigade that I'd never even heard of, right? This was court because Jake Tapper is deep state. I think that you've mentioned that before, too. He's been well known to have CIA operative connections, and he pushes that.
I mean, Anderson Cooper is CIA.
Right. So CNN is loaded with them. So what they figured out how to do now is they're creating shell social media accounts, which we saw David Brock do with Correct the Record, George Soros is doing. Well, now the deep state has a bunch of shell social media accounts that they're building up, and they're laundering information through these accounts, and then they're getting it to people like Jake Tapper, and they're making it seem like it's an organic uprising.
And just so you know, I personally have been dealing with this. I mean, I don't want to talk about it on air, but it's, like I said, it's beyond a movie. I mean, if people knew how criminal this was, they would be, are you kidding me? I mean, it is unbelievably aggressive.
Yeah, I've told people that I don't lie to people, but I'm still not telling the full truth, because if I told everybody what was really going on, they wouldn't believe me.
Tell us about yourself. You're a lawyer and a filmmaker, but I mean, you've gone from reaching millions a month to millions every few days. You're exponentially growing, so they see that graph. You know, it's like the New York Times said, basically attack me, I'm evil, I should be shut down, and then they cut off our funding the next day. I mean, this is in real time now.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And what they've learned, too, is I've learned the deep state is coordinated. They get people on ad revenue because people – here's what I don't like about our team, because they don't really understand what's really going on. We say, well, Google's a private company. They can do what they want. Google
no,
is
it's
not
racketeering because they consortium and work with other groups and then dehumanize us. Google can't say we're not going to sell to black people or Muslims, but how can they suddenly say conservatives or libertarians and then just dehumanize us? Isn't it a racketeering discrimination?
Yeah, and they're coordinating with the government, too. Google isn't a private company. This is all being coordinated with their intelligence operatives, the State Department.
And they think Trump's dumb and can't control or understand all this, and Priebus is working with him, clearly. And so while Trump tries to change things, his own government's working against him.
Yeah, Rhys Priebus has been the source of all the White House leaks, as you know, and as I've reported and others have reported. They really went after General Flynn because he actually cared about Trump. General Flynn cared about Trump, cared about the base. They're going after Kellyanne Conway. But what they realize is that it isn't enough to go after the Trump's official team. They now have to go after anybody who's a big people. I'm sure you've heard this. I hear it every day. Mike, I never cared about politics. I read your stuff, and then I voted for Trump. These are 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old people. This is a real problem for deep state that we are bringing in youth. 60% of my audience is under 30. This is crazy.
Absolutely. In fact, I mean, look. I mean, we had demographics from Google numbers 15 years ago. 70% were above 45. Then it went where it was like, you know, 18 to 45. Now a huge part of our audience, 30-40%, is like 11 to say 20. And it's even better for Watson, yourself, many others, that are out there. What's his name? Gavin McGinnis. That's what's scaring them.
Oh, no. Yeah, they're terrified. Because even to some extent, they're going to go after Sheriff Clark Hart, too, even though his demographic's a little bit older. He's become too powerful.
Well, he's manly, he's smart, he's good-looking, he's John Wayne. He's a black John Wayne.
Right, so he is in the crosshairs, too. So I was given a list of the people who are on the hit list, and I mentioned this a year ago, and people go, Mike, you're crazy. I talked to Milo when I met with him in Alaska, and I said, hey, Milo, you know you're about to be framed for something, don't you? And he goes, oh, honey, don't worry about me. It's no big deal. And I go, no, I have intelligence. Trust me, they're going to come after you.
By the way, I've got Milo's number. I talked to him some. I have this tendency when somebody's under attack to kind of let him have space, but I'm going to call him after the show. And I had to really think about this. He got raped when he was a teenager. he made the point, well, okay, you know, name me who I am. That's kind of Stockholm syndrome. I'm not saying all gays, you know, come from, you know, being raped. The point is there is a connection there, but he's not the bad guy. He's never advocated pedophilia. They set all this up again to clearly ask the Republicans why they embraced him, but then knowing all this, this was a controversy 3 years ago, why are they taking him down now? Again, because the Republican establishment with the Democrats wants to discipline Trump's support base and cow them into submission, and it's not going to happen.
Well, it's the same reason that the local police departments in San Jose and in Berkeley, they let Trump supporters get beat up. You want to talk about a police state. What they figured out now is they will run Black Bloc as a CIA operation. People don't know this, and of course, and people won't believe it. Let me back it up for you.
The Black Bloc first appeared in 1998. They were trained by the Delta Force at a university in Oregon. I have all the footage in my film, The Takeover. Police state too. They were trained and then released to demonize peaceful protesters that were anti-globalist. And that was all even the Seattle Post Intelligencer.
Yeah, and you talked about that in Joe Rogan, actually. Because you think about it, the liberals really understood the dangers of free trade, and globalism before the right did. So what had to happen is the CIA trained people to run false flag operations to attack anybody who is against the globalist operation. The same thing with Occupy Wall Street, which started off very effective. Wall Street was very, very nervous. So the Black Bloc CIA operatives went in, of course, and had to disrupt Occupy Wall Street. And now these same people are being used by police departments. They're giving stand down orders so that we can be beaten up now.
Well, we confirmed in Austin, we even infiltrated their groups 3 times. The UT has this multicultural board that has meetings where they actually swear people in as a Politburo. They're all Maoist, and they give commands to the commies that then go out and beat people up and attack the Blue Cat Cafe and go attack people at anti-abortion rallies, and then they are being set up as a new police board review. So literally the dirtiest drug addict head, you know, commie scum are literally run by the University of Texas and the big mega banks.
Yeah, exactly. And they're everywhere. Their tentacles are everywhere. The tentacles are on the White House. Trump, as you know, he's a good man. He's too good for politics because he doesn't understand how evil and duplicitous these people are. He's used to the business world where...
There you go. In fact, I was about to say this. Let me bring this up. He's not Machiavelli until you attack him. And he's there saying, if I'm going to make the elite even more money, why are they bitching? Why do we have one-sided deals? Why are we out to get America? We've made a lot of bad deals. We've had politicians sell us out. I'm going to make a better deal. But see, he doesn't get it. They wanted to destroy us to begin with. He's starting to get it. And that's why they're so freaked out, because he listens to certain shows. He goes to Drudge Report. He did late at night. He now listens to the show. That's the big freak out. That's why they're so pissed at me. And, I mean, that's why they're melting down, is because we have Trump. I don't see – I mean, let's talk about that, though, because where do you, looking into the future, see this going? Because they're exponentially every week intensifying the censorship, the attacks. What do we do?
Yeah, we have definitely – we've woken up so many people that we're a real threat. Another thing Trump does is they – I've heard from his people that they watch Paul Joseph Watson's Twitter, my Twitter, Stephen Molyneux's Twitter, and to get a sentiment of what people are actually believing. – And that is another reason why the fake news.
I was told by 2 different high-level Trump people in D.C. They said, listen, Paul Watson's number one everywhere. He doesn't even know that. Why does he do speaking engagements? We want him as a press secretary. And the media all lied about it and, you know, said it wasn't true. But they're watching him. They're looking at him as a focus group every day.
Yeah, exactly. Talk about having the finger on the pulse. That's the beauty of it. People like Paul Joseph Watson, me, they can read, they read all of our replies. They get ideas. We'll say, here's what Trump should do. And then magically, 1 or 2 days later, that'll happen. So there are a lot of good guys in the administration. But one thing that you've done, and Roger Stone, who's a great man, has done, and we have to keep doing, we cannot be party loyalists. We have to call out the snakes.
Let's call them out. Priebus is a total piece of filth. The vice president's getting bullied into submission. Shows the National Security Council. Let's talk about the number one enemy. I'd say that, disagree with these names, we're telling what you think, would be Paul Ryan.
Oh, absolutely. That was always a big threat. Unfortunately, he won in Wisconsin. He never should have. Mitt Romney and Evan McMuffin, those are the people, too, who are also behind that Reagan battalion and the PSYOP against Milo. So that was, again, they've worked very closely. Remember they tried to steal Utah? That was a Paul Ryan.
And again, McMullen, CIA himself, this is just unbelievable. He publicly CIA involved in our elections.
Yes, exactly. There, and Rick Wilson, and there's a billionaire who funds all of it. It's Paul, his last name escapes me, but there's a billionaire sugar daddy who funds Paul Ryan and Evan McMuffin and all these Reagan battalion operations. His name escapes me right now. But he's got.
Yeah, I know who it is. Right. I've been getting phone calls. These people think I'm even going to return their phone calls. They're crazy.
Yeah. So they're going after everybody harder. There's going to be more character assassinations. They had it planned, their own little Hitler-esque, the Night of Long Knives, where they wanted to swipe all of us out of social media. That was Twitter's original plan. They were just going to get rid of everybody who had an independent voice. But Trump got elected, and that destroyed it. So it was going to be their own, like, Hitler-like move where they thought Hillary's going to win, and then they were going to get Paul Joseph Watson, me, Stephen Molyneux, you, everybody else on the same night, because then there would be too many of us taken out all at once. The media wouldn't really know how to cover what to talk about. I was also told that if Hillary Clinton had won, her Secret Service had reported this, that she was going to actually find ways to frame people like you and me of the crime. I was told to leave the country if Hillary had won. That's how bad it's getting.
Well, so what do we do to counter this? What can we do?
We have to keep waking people up. We have to keep meeting up in real life. That's why I threw that deplorable event. I'm actually having another event, a big, huge networking event in D.C. this Friday. We have to unite in real life, and we have to rattle our sabers more. We have to continue being aggressive. We have to let Trump know that we support him, but that he has been sabotaged every which way behind him and around him. We have to be loyal. When the media goes after Bannon, Stephen Miller, Kellyanne, we know who has Trump's back. We have to keep fighting for them. We have to keep calling out what is really going on and being brave. One thing I noticed about you on the Joe Rogan podcast, which, by the way, I think that will be written about in history as an inflection point on culture. Joe knows more than he'll let on. He's afraid.
You know, it's funny you say that. Have you talked to him? How do you know this?
You can watch where you would say things, and if you study body language as I have and study influence and marketing and everything that I have, you can tell that
I was about to tell you, he could finish my sentences, but I have some backstory on that. I'm not going to. Well, Joe was threatened, okay, and a long time ago. And so was the congressman I had on today, former head of the Homeland Security Committee. He finally just said he's done, and that's what goes on. And so a lot of people just say, whoa, you know, I don't want to be involved in all this. And then they even censored that podcast. So that's what I'm saying is there's got to be a limit to what these bullies can do. I mean, they're such scum. They're out beating Trump supporter women up everywhere, and the media is praising it. It's like, how are we ruled by Nancy Pelosi that thinks Bush is president and Maxine Waters that think Russia invaded Korea? I mean, at what point do we put up with these lesser people dominating us?
And here's what must happen. I've gotten 5 people arrested for violence against Trump supporters. 3 of them tried to commit an acid terrorist attack at the deplorable. We got them arrested. We had a manhunt. We were planning a lawsuit against the Berkeley people. Another thing we have to do is the police are on our side. We have to not. There's this mindset on the right, the conservative mindset, where, oh, let's just take the higher road. No, we have to get these people in jail. Jeff Sessions, as Attorney General, must prosecute these people for their political violence, prosecute them as domestic terrorism. If he doesn't do that, then it will be open season on all of us. So that is one thing that we have to have happen. Attorney General Jeff Sessions must prosecute the left-wing domestic terrorists.
Expanding on that, what happens if we don't defeat them? What happens if we just roll over to these people? What would they do?
They want to sell your children into slavery. The real pedophilia. That's another reason. Where was Jake Tapper talking about Rotherham? Talking about the 1,400 people that have been arrested in America over the past couple of weeks, pedophilia out of Tennessee, Los Angeles. No real media coverage, but Milo, who is being re-victimized by the media. And by the way, this is something a lot of people don't understand. The pedophiles are actually using their attacks on Milo as a way to re-victimize them. So it's actually a sick, sadistic thing.
Exactly. I thought that last night. You are so smart. Stay right there. That's why Paul loves you so much. I don't have time to watch a lot of what you do. Every time I think I see your tweets, you're so smart. That's it. You turn it into saying pedophilia is like consensual gay sex to make them look like victims and then make his destruction as a, quote, pedophile when he's not one, this big cause celeb, and then the right comes in and defends pedophilia when actually the whole thing's being exposed right now. And Milo says he's outed three pedophiles. So that is exactly what they're doing. They're trying to get all the gays on the side of the pedophiles.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card, but don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I look at this headline, and it's an important story that they threw up real quick to InfoWars.com as I came in today right before the show and announced all this. But it's not even hardcore enough. It doesn't even really break down the fact that massive shutdown of free speech is accelerating, and that the funding's being cut off for independent media in a completely discriminatory, criminal fashion, in my view. It's censorship, online advertisers shutting down conservative media. No, InfoWars.com had ad roll that works for Google say, You are fake news. We don't like your political views. You're banned. It's InfoWars banned off Google advertising. And I'm not mad at anybody. I just can't sit here in this unfree society climate and just continue basically at this point. I mean, it's really reaching that point because as a culture, we're like dodo birds. And dodo birds are sitting there, and the sailors pull up, and dodo birds never had any competition. They never had any predators, so they don't know what a threat is. And so dodo birds are kind of calmly sitting there while the other dodo birds being chopped up and eaten and cooked. They said dodo birds would hop right up to the fire while another dodo bird was being eaten. And the thing is, I'm not a dodo bird. You know, I'm freaked out about this. I mean, you know, I was freaked out when they banned Breitbart's apps on iTunes. I was freaked out when they, you know, banned us off Google Store. I've just been, you know, the general public that's dialed in, they care. But we ourselves, I guess, just get Stockholm Syndrome, kind of, where we just get used to being abused and lied about, and we're racist because we think Obamacare is a ripoff. No, we're right about that. We were proven right about that. We were proven right about all of it. And you see these big PR firm rollouts, you know, censor the alt-right, shut down Milo, shut down InfoWars, shut down everything. And then you see all over how they're cutting off the online advertising for sites. And notice how they did it on purpose. Drudge was always right when he said we should create our own internet things completely. We used to have our own online advertising where we made the ads, we did it, and per capita, we made more money doing that than when I finally accepted Google and everything. But then by the time I accepted Google, I didn't even have a crew or people in the industry that knew how to go out and sell ads and who knew how to go out and pitch an ad format and have it tailored to us. It's kind of like calculators. 30 years ago, everybody knew how to do math. Now nobody does. It's the same thing. They create these markets that change the whole world where you're all in this gulag and don't even know what you're doing. And then when the censorship hits you, you can't even see it or care. That's genius. When it's in your face saying, InfoWars told you don't have a right to exist, you're banned. We're going to bankrupt you. But that'd be sensational. So just roll over and die in the ditch. That's the way of the world. That's the way of the universe. That's the way of what we're supposed to do, is just be mentally ill, triggered social justice warriors and just admit the colleges are giant mental institutions and everyone just flops around. I was watching Fox News. They go, the new PTSD is Hillary supporters. And they've been through a big crisis not having their candidate win. And then, just teaching people how to be a total basket case. Mike Cernovich, documentary filmmaker, lawyer, author, free speech activist. Other points just to look at here. Getting back into Milo. Lessons from Milo, soon to be bounce back. Yeah, I think if he doesn't, like Tiger Woods did, and he actually did something, buy into it and say, I'm sorry, and act mentally ill. He just says, screw you, I'm rock and roll. He'll be bigger. Because aren't we really the new counterculture? We don't be the fake guys trying to be counterculture because he got spiked hair. I'm not against spiked hair. We're actually really countering the globalist dominant culture. And as long as we never apologize or back down, we win, right?
100%. That's why I threw the deplorable. A lot of people go, Mike, why are you throwing an inauguration party? And I said, because our party will be the biggest party, and that'll send a message to the globalists that we are the future. We have the support of the American people. Yeah, Milo definitely cannot back down. He has to take this on aggressively. He has to go at them savagely, and he will come back, and he will come back bigger because he has a built-in audience. However, to your earlier point, here's what bothers me about the right. When Google censors you, people go, oh, it's a private company. They can do whatever they want. Our own side stabs me in the back, turns the knife when you're being attacked by the left. They join in these dog piles. What is wrong with the right? Why do they do that to the people who are actually fighting hard?
Because they're cowards and they're not real conservatives. They were always opportunists that joined it for political power to be whores to the system, not to build a new world, not to build a future. And so they're just opportunistic scumbags. And once people are known to be opportunistic, we must know their names and hate them forever and stand with those that stand for justice and a future.
Yeah, we can never forgive what they have done. We can never forgive the assassination that they're doing on Milo. So, yeah, Milo can bounce back, but it's going to be hard because he's being gaslit now. What the media is doing now is they're running a psychological operation on him to try to make him believe that maybe he did something wrong. Again, to re-victimize them, because that is the way their sadistic impulses lead them to. They want to hurt real victims. They want to hurt him now because for them this is a very erotic thing. The media coverage and the media attacks on Milo is actually an erotic experience for the pedophiles in the media.
Cernovich is our guest. By the way, that just came out seconds ago. We're going to retweet this at Real Alex Jones. Milo resigns from Breitbart News Network. Today, Milo Yiannopoulos, senior editor of Breitbart News, announced his resignation from the company. Breitbart News has stood by me when others caved. They have allowed me to carry conservative libertarian ideas in communities that could otherwise never have heard them. They have always been a significant factor in my success. I am grateful for the freedom from the friendships I have forged there. I would be wrong to allow my poor choices of words to detract from my colleagues' important reporting. So I am resigning from Breitbart effectively immediately. This decision is mine alone. When your friends have done right by you, you do right by them. For me, this means stepping aside. My colleagues at Breitbart can get back to the great work they do. So this is all part of the intimidation cycle that's going on. I'm not endorsing everything he said or did. The point is you can see the PSYOP in all of this, and this will only be blood in the water, just like Flynn, and will intensify everything.
Yep. I mean, now they're going to go after you, Harder, Paul Joseph Watson.
Hell, they just took $3.3 million from us in one day, blew up all our money for the net to expand the operation. Hell, I think they're already coming after us.
Well,
but it won't even rate an article with our name in it. It won't even rate with my. We're nobody. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, they even went after Brittany Pettibone, who set up a GoFundMe to buy a microphone for a podcast. She and her sister Nicole had been on InfoWars before. All she wanted to do was raise $500-$600 to help her with the microphone. And then the GoFundMe said, "You advocate a so-called traditionalist lifestyle." So advocating for.
Did you hear that? Traditionist. If you want to live on a farm, a man and a woman have kids like a biological unit, you're not allowed to exist. It's a damn cult takeover. Thank God Trump came in. You know, here's the good news. Every time they try to censor in history, it doesn't work. So good luck for them, right?
Well, good luck for them, but they're taking scalps. The General Flynn was a frame-up, by the way. That was another deep state psyop. That's why we haven't seen the transcript of General Flynn. People just expect us to move on. Well, where's the transcript?
That's right. Where's the full transcript? Well, they admitted it was discussing having meetings about sanctions with the president that the president's allowed to do. You cut out when you said, where's the transcript?
Yeah, where's the transcript of Mike Flynn allegedly talking about Russia? Where is it, right? It doesn't exist. It's fake. It was a media psyop. That story in the Washington Post is fake. Mike Pence believed it. Flynn got hit. Flynn was on the vanguard. Milo's on the vanguard. I predict major hit pieces on Paul Joseph Watson and others within the next couple weeks. And they're going to frame him for things he never even said.
Well, it's an incredible time to be alive. And as angry as I get about this, it just shows what bullying scum they are. And I'm not just saying this to be positive or a cheerleader. Look at how nationalism, normal human, traditionalist, not conservative, not liberal, just traditionalist, you know, like a chicken and a rooster, like a, you know, a dog and a bitch, you know, like a vixen and a dog. You know, that's a male and female fox. You know, this is what we do. We have babies. We live. We have a nest. They're saying our nest are evil and just existing should be eradicated, but they want to run around with green hair. I don't care if you want to run around with green hair. The point is you were programmed by globalists to turn loose of your life force and roll over and die. And if you want to roll over and die, that's your prerogative. But stop trying to kill us.
Yeah, we live in it. Well, but as you've talked about before, though, they are a death cult. If you want to understand globalism, then you understand that they are a death cult. They want people to have no hope. Right now, I talk to people who are under 25. They feel like they have no prospects for the future. It's because the globalist people, I mean, look at Soros, his bags of physically showing up the evilness of his ways. It's really like something out of Star Wars, some kind of like dark side thing where his face is disintegrating because of how evil he is. And that's what same thing with pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. They want to destroy the hope of the youth because that is another way that they harm children. This is a, they want everybody spiritually bankrupt, to believe in nothing, to become a nihilist, and then to become a slave. And then, of course, if you're a billionaire with no conscience, the problem is that people who listen to us are good people with morals. They don't understand the pure evil. If you're a billionaire and you have no conscience, you want everybody as a slave, because then you have your choice of the children that they want to take and of the other people that they want to
have. That's right. They want to farm us and have us totally broke back and never organizing and never fighting back. Because it's not just they want us to be slaves. That's in their endgame perfect world. They know if they let humanity and its spirit rise, there's no place for the vampires, but literally under the old castle and creeping out once in a while at midnight, you know, at 3 a.m. when everybody's got their doors locked and is ready for them. They want to be out in the open light. They want to bring in a great darkness. They want to have their way. And somebody like a Milo that could have become one of their Renfields, one of their procurers, he never went down that road completely. He turned against them. So you're right. They believe they owned him because a Catholic priest raped him. So they're saying he's ours, and we'll now take the work he's done against this and we'll destroy him.
Yeah, number one is they offered to buy you out. Milo had been offered a lot of opportunities to be bought out. He turned him down. Two is character assassination. And if that fails, three is they kill you.
You know, you're a smart guy, Mr. Cernovich. What else is on your radar? What else you want to put forward to the public and the viewers and listeners out there?
I have information, again, from the highest levels that one-third of the people in deep state are pedophiles. And one reason they freaked out so much, and the reason they created, they lied about this thing with the pizza stuff, because there is an active pedophile ring in D.C., and then they tried to make it seem like it was just about some dumb pizza parlor, which, of course, is not the story at all. That was a psyop from the media to get attention away from it. There had been intelligence, and the real reason they got rid of Mike Flynn, I don't know if anybody's reported this yet, the real reason they got rid of General Flynn is because he had intelligence on these pedophile rings, and he was planning to get rid of all of them from the State Department. So that was the reason he became a huge target.
That's right. And talking to the former head of Homeland Security in the committee today, he said, Hillary, you should have just backed off. You should have just gone away. Kurt Weldon, I never heard that from Weldon before. I was given that by high-level sources, that a deal was made with them. Stop grabbing kids. Stop doing this. Leave the country. We understand you got a lot of kill switches, can cause a crisis. Just leave. Vampires go, and we won't, you know, we understand it's destructive if we do this. We won't go after you. They broke their deal. And so right now, the country is in full civil war between the forces of pure evil and people that just want prosperity. And Trump's a strong man. He'll run over if you mess with him, but he's not out to hurt the average person. And that's why they're so pissed, because he's not one of them. And they are absolutely scared to death. And Trump now knows they're never going to give him quarter. The problem is not everybody's got the will, the steel will of Trump. And some of the people around him are bending under the pressure. Their wives, their husbands are being threatened. They're being manipulated. And instead of just going, I'm going to run you over like Trump or I or you would do, they tend to cower in fear. Go ahead.
What was the most important line in the presidential debates? Trump called out deep state. Now people realize, remember Trump said, oh, there's a
Limbaugh's
lot of
people. Come out. It's now safe to talk about deep state. Yeah, we've come so far. That's the thing. We've already come light years in our fight against them. Do they understand that they're fighting old wars that we're already fighting in the future?
Yeah, we're fighting it, and they don't understand the fourth generation warfare tactics. They actually don't understand, which is the irony, they don't understand how powerful we truly are. If they try to kill you, if they ultimately kill me or somebody like that, then the Civil War right now is a cold one. Civil War will go hot. So if they are thinking that they're going to actually murder us and attack us the ways that they think they're going to do, they're going to find out that we have a lot of people who do love us and support us in the military, in law enforcement, and there will be.
That's right. Let's say it's spiritual. So it's like a sixth sense or a biological internet. The transmission's already going out, and now everybody's like, it's like Fight Club. Everybody gets it without even being told.
Right, and that's the thing. There's an understanding now. Everywhere I walk around now, people look and they're just like, it's like the head nod. You know, like people get it. People recognize me everywhere. And, you know, for you, I'm sure it's 10 times like that. People are, our reach, it sounds weird saying it because you're a humble man, I'm a humble man.
No, it's not a power trip. It's to let people that aren't public know we're having a victory. And this message is working. We're the majority.
Right. So even if I was at Costco and a 70-year-old man goes, hey, can I get my picture taken with you? So everybody from the youth to people who are 70 years old, they're retired.
Exactly. We're not discounting old people. The key is the enemy's targeting the youth. The fact that the youth's waking up at an explosive level and is pro-life, anti-globalist, pro-gun, and it's really a paradigm shift. If you're old, it means you already served the system or fought it. So you're more important than ever, older folks, to reach out to the youth that are finally ready to listen.
Oh, especially, too, and that is why the number one advice I give to everybody who wants to be active, start a YouTube, start a blog. We're building bigger websites. Do something. Even if only 10 people are watching your YouTube videos, that is amazing, right? Everybody has to realize now, listen to you, of course, but be content creators. Get your message out.
Absolutely. To win this, everybody has to transcend just this operation. I'd love nothing more to see us defeat them and roll it over. I'd be done. Believe me. Because it's either you're totally obsessed with this all the time or you're not engaged. And, I mean, it's just crazy. It's crazy what an epic moment. Well, Mike Cernovich, thank you so much for spending time with us. What's the best website for people to visit you?
DangerandPlay.com is my blog, and then they can find me at Twitter at CERNOVICH.
All right. Well, it's good to have you out there fighting hard. Great job. And you're absolutely on target with Milo. I'm going to call Milo and try to get him on to respond because we're not going to run from Milo. He got raped when he was a teenager. And he made jokes, said, well, you know, that which doesn't kill me only makes me stronger. Had his sexual identity set by that, the Catholic priest. And I'm not bashing his proclivity or his persuasion now, but I would say that he was directed into something he probably wasn't even part of. But I'm not going to attack his identity now. The point is that he's not the pedophile. He's spoken out against it many times. Why are they burning him and destroying him now? We'll be back. Stay with us, final segment, until another host comes in.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, Paul Watson's got a big article coming out about the open censorship, the scans and photos and documents. I sent it to him, better be in the article. Dealing with ad rolls saying we're banned because we're fake news and evil and horrible. Because we're, you know, we're dehumanized. They're telling black folks they can't vote or own a house and, you know, can't get a home loan. Just, you know, no conservatives or libertarians apply. You can't work with us. If you're a gun dealer or a sporting goods store, you can't have ads online. Yeah, there it is. Bombshell. Major ad agency suspends InfoWars over support for Trump. And Kit wrote a great article. I love Kit. He's so prolific. It's just that his headline, he's to deal with InfoWars, censorship, online advertisers shutting down conservative media, and part of crackdown on speech, I would add. So major ad agency, there it is. We need to Twitter this out. We need to Facebook this out. You guys print that for me. I'm going to read it during the next segment. Major ad agency suspends InfoWars over support for Trump. Now here's the deal. I need to get all my reporters talking about this, or we won't be here in a year, or you'll be paid half what you were. I mean, this is like life and death, because I never really spur folks to pitch things or be involved in trying to raise capital. We got a great crew here, but we're so virile and so confident, we're sitting there just being attacked every 5 minutes with huge lies. We just ignore it. Well, this is the type of thing that gets a blow in, and we got to put a bandage on this hole. We got to pull this arrow out and move on forward. And I'm not mad at anybody. It's just this is go crazy moment, okay? I mean, they just ran in here with this latest article. Look at this out of Rolling Stone. Alex Jones, Miss InfoWars, 7 bat bleep conspiracy theories. They either misrepresent what I said, or they tell the truth but think you're an idiot. And it goes on. Satan is taking over America. No, there's not Satanism everywhere in the movie and the culture and in the Grammys and the Emmys and the Oscars. And, you know, Lady Gaga doesn't say she's into Satan and has to have somebody with her because ghosts attack her at night. See, I mean, this is what she says. She's into Satanism. Oh, but it doesn't exist. Okay, I got it. Then, Bill Gates is a eugenicist trying to wipe out minorities. Then I go into him saying there's too many people in Africa, we have to reduce their population. He meets with Oprah Winfrey to reduce their population. All of it. But they just know that you're not really reading. They hope you aren't. Now look right here. I highlighted it. Jones goes on to say IBM, for whom he says Gates is just a front, was set up as a eugenics trust with the express mission of creating worldwide race-based system and fund Adolf Hitler. IBM's head, Thomas Watson, got the highest award from Hitler. The numbers on the Jews' arms was the IBM International Business Machine number, and there's a best-selling New York Times book, IBM and the Holocaust. I mean, that's what's crazy is they think pop idiots read this, and they're just getting inoculated, being told this isn't true, even though it's true. Then I said to this woman, no, Obama didn't send a tornado, but they say I did because I covered weather weapons. I mean, even the Huffington Post admits IBM and the Holocaust. The highest award Hitler ever gave was to Thomas Watson. So, I mean, I just scanned over this, and it's just either disinfo or it's true what I said, and it's all admitted. But see, I'm cursed with actually being informed. Here's what's happening. We've got colloidal silver at 33% off. It just came back in. We've got more of those limited edition prints. These are different because it's a different print color and different paper. But when those are gone, they're gone. Of Trump and of Ronald Reagan by the official Republican Party artist that does these. Those are available. We should get some video of them out there. They're total collector's items. We've got a lot of other products. Caveman is in the paleo bone broth with turmeric that's so good for you and so much more. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Victory One series. President Donald J. Trump, 1776 reborn. Only 1,000 of these already half sold out. You must drill these out yourselves. They're totally legal and lawful. Read the ATF letter, but you cannot have somebody else do it for you. InfoWarsStore.com and support us and spread the word and buy the products. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. from body armor with nanotech exclusively available to so much more. Hey, we've got enemies. We've also got friends. And we call on God to give us providence as we go full steam ahead. Back in 70 seconds as I finish up. Then I'm going to come back with David Knight. I'm going to play this Rush Limbaugh piece because it's game-changing. Stay with us.